Blog Talk Radio.
Please put your seats in the reclining position. You are now entering
the Adult Zone.
With La Crush and Black Reporter.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
We would be. Good evening.
Oh, okay. You already started early, Black Reporter. You already started early. Show just started. You already started, Black Reporter.
It's too early for Halloween. I had to do something about February. Anyway, good evening, Crush.
Good evening, Black Reporter. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good this evening, my dear.
That's well. And how was your weekend?
It was quiet. I mean, it was a Super Bowl weekend, but actually, believe it or not, I was sick Super Bowl evening. And although I will say my team did win, and it was nice seeing them.
Oh, is this Mr. Saint saying his team did win?
Yes.
Is this Mr. Saint?
No, Mr. Saints, I've got to be an NFC guy, of course. You know, yes, I do love my Saints, but, you know, my Saints were in it this year. But you see, next year is going to be especially special.
Wow.
Next Super Bowl is going to be a home game.
Oh.
Because guess what Super Bowl is next year? In New Orleans.
Okay.
That's why I said it's
so. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whose team is playing. They just have they just pick a certain area for them to play in.
Well, they play. They pick the cities in at least two or three years in advance, and they picked New Orleans several years ago. So now it's up to the Saints to fulfill the other end of the bargain.
Oh.
For years, New Orleans had never had a winning season. Now the Saints are a normal winning team.
Uh-huh.
Nobody expects the Saints to actually be a team in the running. Just like the year that the Lions were, the Lions played Well, the Lions didn't play it that way, Pittsburgh did. But for Pittsburgh to play that close to home, that's just something right there. You know, when Pittsburgh had a dome, that's why they did the Super Bowl up there. But, anyway.
Let's wrap that up. Big shout out to the Giants and the Giants fans for winning this year's Super Bowl. February 5th, 2012. What Super Bowl is it?
And I know 70? You are happy because you're a New Yorker.
I mean, I'm happy because I got to be part of the parade when they was introducing the guys. And like I told Charisma, I need to start watching football because there was some juicy guys up in there. It's one thing to see them with the helmet on and them little tight pants. Now the helmet's off, and they all looking, you know, dreads and gold cut up and stuff.
They
eye candy. There's nothing more sexy than watching eye candy. So, that's how I roll. Shout out to the New York Giants and the New York Giants fans out there. Y'all did y'all thing. I did not watch the Giants show. I heard the Giants show because my roommate watched it. I heard it, and, you know, but it was exciting. You know, once you get excited, once everybody else get excited, you get excited. You know, you can't help but to fall into the, did they win? You know, that's the first thing I wrote on my Facebook page. Did they win? Everybody like, yeah, Christ, they won. Are you not looking? No, I wasn't looking. But shout out to that. You know, let's also say this. We are now into February, which is Black History Month / St. Valentine's Day. You know, Valentine's Day is actually next week, Tuesday. You know, we got a little school show and stuff like that. We're still going to do our show on Valentine's Day. That's one holiday we're not going to take off. Unfortunately, if we do a St. Valentine's Day show with Black Reporter, we got to know if we're going to do the male Valentine's Day show. Black Reporter. You see, this is what I'm talking about. What's up, Black from New Jersey?
Yo, what's good?
Nothing much. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling lovely.
You feeling lovely? And how was your weekend?
My weekend's always good, man.
Okay, okay. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Nah.
Not a big sports fan.
Nah, I'm a very but I don't like the Patriots because I'm a Jets fan. Being the same. And I don't like the Giants because I'm a Jets fan.
Okay.
I put it like this. It was like two other teams that had been in the Super Bowl in years and years, or a team that is making the Super Bowl, I probably would have watched it.
Oh. Okay. More power to you, you know. By the way of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 24-year-old soccer, it's our very own Lady C. What's up, Lady C?
Hi.
How's your weekend, Lady C?
It was good. It was good.
Okay.
It was
a weekend. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
I watched the commercials.
That lady's
a
good.
I watched the commercials. I tried to watch Madonna. I didn't realize Madonna's 53 years old.
Yeah. I didn't either. I was like, really? She already has 60s? Damn.
The guy,
she was grown when I was born.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. She's older than me. Okay, I don't feel bad. But
right.
She should have moved.
And flipping on stage.
Wow. All right. So, you know, waiting for my co-host to come back. He got booted off somehow, some way. He just disappeared on me. The way out of the 708 zip code. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Chi-Town Run It, Miss Lady Exclusive in the building.
What's up, Lady Exclusive? How you doing tonight?
Now it's a party.
Right. Has into the building. Now the party's almost complete. As soon as my co-host come back, like, how you disappear on me like that? Okay, so, you know, we're not going to hold the show up and wait for him. Like, who is he, right?
Right.
Who would have been mad? Once again, I want to welcome everybody to the Adult Zone with your hostess, LaCrush, and co-host, Black Reporter. This show, for those that just tuned in and just joined joining us, this show is a conversation among adults. You can relax and most of all release your thoughts in a mature, comfortable, and non-judgmental environment on various adult topics. With that being said, the number to call is 805-830-8320. Press number one to speak. So tonight's topic is art of kissing. How to give y'all sound effect. Okay. It's the art of kissing. We'll be discussing is kissing fall into the waistline? Does the enjoyment of oral pleasuring take away from kissing? For your partner will kiss you, you enjoy oral pleasure, and is the romance gone? What is the significant factors that kissing brings to a relationship, and where's the best part to kiss? So, this was a discussion tonight in hope. Once again, my host is not here.
Okay. Hello?
Who got
dog?
Who got dog?
Right.
Who got dog? Make my noise on our show.
My fault. My dogs just don't know when to shut up.
I'm gonna get me a dog and name it Black Reporter. You can only mess with Black Reporter because he's not online right now. First of all, folks, well, I'm really trying to wait for him to come back into the GAME so he can really, you know, let me know what he was feeling when he came up with this topic. I just throw the questions out there, but this is really his puppy. So I guess we'll just start off with who likes to kiss?
I do.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
I love
it.
Y'all
have a man kisses by the way they eat an apple.
Okay. And what about you, Brick? I don't think that was kissing, boo, but okay.
Yes, you can tell a lot of things by how a man eats an apple.
All right. Wink, wink. I'm really winking at the screen like y'all can see me, too. Like, wink, wink. Okay. Out of BK OA. It's Brick. Brick, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everybody.
And
hi.
What's up, Brick?
I'm good this evening. How y'all doing?
We good. We was picking up the Giants. We was picking up the Giants. The Giants won the Super Bowl. So, you know, we from New York. We got to big them up, even though I didn't really watch them play. I just heard them play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to jump on a bandwagon anyway.
Exactly.
I want you to call a fake fan when it comes to sports. Like, I'll be like, yeah, I like the Cavaliers. And then when they start losing, I'm like, yeah, I like the other team that's winning. I'm bad.
I'm one of those type of fans.
Like,
I'm one of those too.
Watch the game all season, but let the big game come on. I bet you I'm watching it. I'm going to watch basketball all season, but let the playoffs come on. Yeah, I am watching it. Like, oh, dunk that. Like, I know what I'm looking for. I don't know. I be trying to stay current. I mean, that's the joys of Facebook. Facebook can keep you current on that.
Yeah.
Let me get to the topic again, as always, if you don't stop it. Tonight's topic is the art of kissing. And my first question is thrown out there. Who enjoys kissing? What about you?
I enjoy kissing as long as he knows how to kiss. And I heard y'all say that you could tell, man, by the way he eat an apple. I don't know, apples is for horses. But I could tell by the way a man eats like a peach or a nectarine if he know how to kiss.
Okay.
Once again, I'm not seeing the kissing part.
I don't either.
Oh, because it's because
it.
You know what?
You and me with that lady, see?
I'm with you. I don't care.
Because when you say, now you're saying nectarine and peaches, I'm thinking of something.
You gotta bite it.
And the juice is coming down, and if he could catch
okay,
your
juice, exactly.
I mean, if he could catch your juices, and oh,
see,
my God, say that out loud.
That wouldn't contend with kissing. That would contend with something else.
Mm-hmm.
Catch the juice.
Well, the secret of kissing, when you think about it, the secret is the bottom lip. Now, if he can control the bottom lip, then he can kiss. Now, if he got juice running all down his mouth and his lip, he can't catch it. That means he's a horrible kisser because he has no control over his bottom lip.
Oh, so you make him eat peach before you kiss him?
I just have a peach flying around somewhere.
It should be required, but no. You just can tell by the bottom lip.
Oh, okay.
That bottom lip.
They got a big old free bottom lip.
I just kissed them.
A man supposed to have a big rubbery. I don't like a big rubbery bottom lip. If he don't have a nice, his bottom lip can be big, but it got to be firm. I don't like a rubbery lip that's just all moving all over the place.
Okay,
I have a firm lip.
So if he doesn't have all of that, you won't kiss him?
No. If his mouth is jacked up, no way. If he got all sorts of fangs and twangs coming out every which way, uh-uh.
No.
I might get my lip cut. Those canines be sharp.
I'm really not into kissing unless I have to.
I love kissing unless I have to.
Now I like to nibble. I like to lick. I like to fuck. I like to kiss other people.
Nibble.
But when it comes to actually kissing somebody, because I'm so used to, like, yeah, I like to nibble, girl. I'm a biter. I don't know. I'd like to kiss. I'll bite you. I'll chew your bottom lip off. Fire. I'm too mature. I can't help it. I'm trying not to. I just be tugging at it.
Yeah, but if you have a chapped lip, you get chapped skin in your mouth and all that stuff.
No, girl, no. What are you talking about? Oh, God.
And don't let them smoke weed or something. They smoke weed.
They have chapped lips. We're not kissing. We can't kiss. If you have chapped lips, we're not kissing. If I see peeling skin, a scab, I'm not touching it. And I'm definitely not going to.
Yeah, but you got to look at the lip as well. If it's a big lip and you chewing on it, you know, it's like lips take a lot of stuff. They take a lot of dirt. Wind be blowing on the lip. And, you know, you lick it the lip.
Once again, if that's the case, then you shouldn't kiss them at all. If you feel that way, you shouldn't kiss them at all.
Not if you got a big old bottom one that's just.
Like I said, I don't know about the bottom lip because I don't like people that kiss and then they have to engulf my lips. I hate that. That's not kissing. That's eating my face. There's a big difference. If you got a bottom lip and your lip is covering me, I hate that because it feels like you're licking outside my lips and I don't even like doing that. You're like,
But you like to bite. You bite the bottom lip?
I nibble like how you would just tug at it. You know, you suck it and you just tug with your teeth.
Yeah, but then you expose in the bottom gum and. And if they smoke weed and they got smoker's lips.
They not horses, lady. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I don't want to watch this. Oh, my goodness. Wow, I see titties. Okay. I just logged on to my Facebook page, and I swear to Puta Kente, the first thing I seen was a pair of round, big old, small titties. Big old, small titties. Like, really?
Lord have mercy.
Okay.
Right,
you get
the
LFI fan mail, don't you?
That's not fan mail. That's a group, actually. That was a group.
What, the Show Me Your Titties group?
Huh?
What is that, the Show Me Your Titties group?
No, but that's one of our CSFs put me into a new group, and now they're exposing the girls, and they got penis up in here. And they
Facebook
got girls
is the devil.
They got girls eating girls, big girls eating girls, and... They got a white girl getting fucked by a dildo and sucking off a big girl. Oh, goodness. Whoa, let me get off this group.
I thought this was the kissing show.
It's
supposed to be a kissing show, but she
wasn't.
Well,
that's not a kissing.
That took her all the way from kissing.
are we limited on kissing? Isn't that part of kissing, Black Reporter? Black Reporter came up with this topic. He finally decided to come back to the show. As soon as he says something, Black Reporter.
But kissing is, you say you chew on the lip. I've never chewed on the lip. I like doing the tongue dance.
You got the lip issue.
I suck your tongue. I don't know.
Your lip got cracks in it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you might be pulling that stuff in your mouth.
So does a lot of other things. Like,
yeah. Sometimes we have a rice hide in some cracks.
Ew, what kind of big old crack you should see?
Trotted on everything, Lady C. They had it in my size. I'm like, oh.
What?
The first man I tried it on, he's going to feel so wicked. He's going to feel so wicked, Lady C. I'm telling you, he's going to feel so wicked. I'm going to do him so dirty. I didn't even say it. I said, man. Black Reporter,
you're
can you hear us,
right?
Black Reporter?
Okay. This is a new phone, so yeah.
Yeah, your phone don't have no starter. We can't understand you.
Nope. I want a dog caller.
We try to hold off the conversation because this is your topic, so you need to get that phone fixed, babe. We talk about everything else under the sun. We can't understand you, Black Reporter.
You might have to move. You might have poor reception.
Yeah, you have poor reception.
We're on the roof.
What were you talking about? We need to talk. We have
who
to do a show.
Who said they want a dog collar?
Who said they want a dog collar? I want one of those
too. Yeah. They said they're going on expensive.
Yeah, they're expensive. Right.
Okay, what's the dog collar?
You know, a dog collar. Exactly what it says.
For a human? Yeah, okay.
Put around your neck, and you know, those are more people that's into like submissive and dominant and stuff like that.
I was
But
I
need
that'd be so on a leather whip.
I can see a photo shoot like that.
Mm-hmm.
A dog collar with some sexy old heels on. Like, fuck on my boots.
A dog collar, hot wax, honey, and oil. We all good.
Okay.
That sounds like too much work. Give me a dog collar.
And oil.
Give me a dog collar, some soap, and water. That's it. That's
what
it.
The
That's
hell is that going to do?
That's going to clean him. And he can wash my floors while I got my head, while I got him by the neck, you know? Like, you missed a spot. Yank his ass over.
Now, see, now that's getting into my type of deal. Now, if he's on all fours, he's what's known as your horse.
How you yank your dog when he's walking the wrong way? You got to yank him a little bit. Yeah, you got to yank him a little bit. Like, man, get over here.
Okay, you don't have a little whip to whip
your... Ooh, yes, I'm going to give me a little flogger.
A leather paddle.
No, I want a
wrong
flogger.
Way, baby.
I don't want no paddle.
Oh,
okay. I want a flogger where I can just sway it lightly, but it still stings. Like.
Oh, okay.
I have to put much effort into it. Like.
I went to the toy store, and I saw they had the set with the vibrator, the mask, and the leather little flap. Thing to squat on the butt. I feel like I wanted my girlfriend says why. I said, because I want to whoop somebody's ass.
I know that's right.
So what the hell does this have to do with kissing?
I don't know.
Hey.
How do you know?
No.
They are all off topic, y'all. Jesus, y'all done went over to flogging people.
We went to flogging
and collars and washing floors.
I don't know. It's just the whole mood in general, Rick. Oh, man. You know, you think of that's capitalism with kissing. Like, I made him
well,
kiss
Mark, you give him a good kiss, he's willing to do all of that for you.
I make fuck that. He can kiss my boot. Kiss my boot.
Jesus. That's
my
a that show.
That's for another time, folks. We'll probably do that later on in the month. All right, we'll get back on the topic. All right. So we asked, do you enjoy kissing? And our good friend Lady said she enjoys kissing boys and girls. You know, like, who do you think kissed best in your experience, boys or girls? Lady Exclusive.
So I'll draw with that one.
I don't know.
To be determined.
I like them, to be determined. I like them rough kissers. I like the kissers that's the, you know, they have to have some demanding. You know, because I'm demanding. So you got to be demanding with me letting me suck up all on you and you ain't doing back. I get bored.
Right.
So I think that's
but
why
that's a question. Does the lipstick get in your way or are you not a lipstick? You don't like lipstick.
For me?
Yeah, does that get in your way, the lipstick?
No. Nope.
No, lady. Lady, what's her name?
You took
a lady. What you say? The bisexual lady on the phone.
Her name is Lady Exclusive, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does the lipstick get in your way?
They don't wear
lady
lipstick
exclusive.
When I'm with them.
Okay.
You know me, I gotta have my lip gloss popping. You heard me ask real quick, like, no, don't worry, I'm not getting crazy. Thinking she's talking to me, like, no, my lip gloss don't get in the way, you know. Just re-up when he done, that's all. Like, see, I answered that real quick, right? Like, what you talking to me? Lip gloss is popping, girl.
No, my lip gloss getting in the way.
Okay. Right, I answered that quick, like he was talking to me. Like, no, not you. So, my bad. You ain't say no names. What about you, Bless? What are your thoughts on kissing?
Huh? Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, tune us out. Oh, no. What are your thoughts on kissing, Bless? Are you a kisser?
Hey, I went to, like, motherfucking 40 comments, 40 topics in 5 minutes.
Right. 15 minutes. That's the highest girls get.
Black man like kissing.
He's the highest girls get.
We're back to the kissing, Bless. We're back to the kissing.
Yeah, back to the kissing. You enjoy kissing, Bless?
I'm saying it's all right. There's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. It's all right?
It's
alright. You don't find it erotic? It's not erotic.
Uh-huh.
It's erotic. It's not sexy. It's not foreplay.
Yeah, what do you use it for? Like, do you, like, say, come here, girl, and throw your tongue down her throat, or you, like, you know?
Don't give her a passionate kiss and make her hot and horny with the kiss.
Ooh, yes.
You know, take your tongue
he
and just take control of the mouth and
I know, he gotta be
know
tall
what you can do with it.
I didn't give a tongue kisses.
He gotta be tall. Then the niggas will give you the sexy kisses because they've been down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take the
get up on your
tongue
and
show you what his tongue can do.
Like you doing something on your tippy toes.
Yeah.
Nah, I think he be giving those tongue kisses. Right? Am I rock? It's a certain thing. It's a thug kiss.
Yeah, thug kisses.
Yeah, it is.
Kissing good, but it's all about that. It's all about that pipe day. You feel me?
Do you suck on her tongue?
Huh?
Do you suck on her
tongue when you kiss her?
That could be
nope.
Sexy.
Nah.
That's sexy when it's done, right?
That is, yeah, it is.
That's a lingering kiss. That's when you just be kissing.
Yeah.
Like you're about to walk away, and he's like, eh.
He's like,
yeah, nah, he don't do that.
Some more than a kiss.
Right,
and a kiss more than a kiss.
He wants long, passionate kisses, making him want to stay. Like, you don't want to stay after you kiss me, dude. But, nope. Oh, that's the next time. Get out.
No, I'll kiss you on your forehead and talk about you enjoy this pipe game.
Look at that. Well, you know, you can't blame it because what comes with kissing. If it's the right type of kiss, that's what it's going to lead to.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
Huh?
How you figure that?
I don't know.
If it's the right kind of kiss, it's
the right
going
kind of kiss
cool.
Is gonna lead me to go down.
Yeah, if it's the right kind
yeah.
of kiss. Oh yeah, I know for me. Well, I like doing it. So, you know, he kissed me
okay,
right.
So.
I can go high and bother, and then I'm gonna get him.
Well,
nice
I wanna know how kissing leads to. After the kiss, you just drop to your knees.
Oh yes, yeah. It gotta be somebody. It gotta be somebody
you
wanna do it to.
Yeah.
Gotta, first of all, gotta
you, all
you gotta enjoy it. You gotta be passionate. Okay? You gotta be passionate.
Be all
first
it.
Of all. And when
right.
you got that passion into you and you sometimes it's just like overwhelming. It's also like, you know, for me that's what it's like. I'm not even gonna say for everybody. But I know for me that's what it's like. You know what I mean? If he comes through that door and I you know, like this has been starting from conversations before he even got to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This conversation started when he first called you early in the morning with his deep morning voice. Like, what you doing, Mom? And you get your cuteness in. You're like, huh? I ain't doing nothing. Hey. You know, like, yeah, you get your cuteness. Lady C know what I'm talking about. You get your cuteness on. You know, your voice done change. All of a sudden, you don't sound like a frog anymore. You're like, hey.
This is a damn thing.
Yeah, okay.
Man, do y'all see what has happened here? The man has managed to take something and turn it against us, and we basically fell for it.
It's not against us.
Listen, at one point,
if it's the right person.
Blows up,
it's the right person. You
okay?
You,
if it's the right
you
person.
Get that willingness. It's got to be the right.
At one point,
not just
a blowjob was the black woman's secret weapon. Okay, when they said no, a blowjob was guaranteed to get you whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Now the black man has reversed everything to the point now where we just automatically, he's conditioned us to, you know you like it, girl. You know you want to go down there, girl. And when we do automatically drop down there.
No, it's not even like that. Sometimes it just goes to, it really isn't like that. I understand what you're saying, Brick, but for me, it really isn't like that. First of all, no man has ever had, I've never had a hold on, I don't want to hold on somebody with a blowjob. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
I don't want you to sit up there and have to do something for me because I gave you a blowjob. If you want to do it for me, then by means do it for me. I don't want it. First of all, that's how I feel about it. You get what I'm saying? If it, you know, this is the one thing about me for sex is it's not going to dictate what you do for me. You get what I'm saying? If you're going to do something for me, do for me because you want to do it for me. Don't do for me because you're gonna get this head or you promise this or you promise that. Don't do for me because then it's not sincere. It's not genuine in my book. You get what I'm saying?
Well, you know what?
And also, go ahead.
When you come to blow
that's
jobs,
that's a real noble way to be.
When it comes to blow jobs, that's switch it up now. Now black girls don't set their game up. Some of them set their game up back in the day. It was a white chick that give a blow job out of the world.
Mm.
And they were known for that.
Mm-hmm.
See, all because they practice on popsicles and lollipops on how to get a perfect one. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Ooh. So, what are you talking about, Lady C? What you was about to say?
Oh, I don't even know now.
She don't even know. Look,
I don't think. Okay, I don't think a blowjob is not necessary for everybody, mm-hmm. and I don't think it's a control thing. To me, oral sex in itself is a pleasure thing to make your partner. And yes, you say black women have stepped it up. It's women in general. It's knowing yourself in your comfort zone and stepping up from a kiss to what you want to do to make your man or that particular man happy.
Mm.
Because, you know, there are techniques in whatever you do. And you learn, from kissing all
that's
down
right.
to all sex. You have to learn what makes your partner happy.
Right.
Because what makes one man happy may not make the other man happy.
Right. It wasn't the, you know, I think that's it, too. Like, there's different techniques that fall into this, too. Like, you know, anybody can put their lips around penis. How did this show turn into about oral sex? Hold on, let's bring in Black Reporter because this was his show. Black Reporter came up with this kissing show. Black Reporter, are you with us now?
Hi.
Oh, your phone sucks, Black Reporter. Black Reporter, go by the window because you ain't got no service.
When you sitting there, when we were talking earlier, Black Reporter, it sounded good. Now you sound all fuzzy.
You cracking up.
When we talked earlier, it was clear.
Yeah.
But that's I got the point. People step their game up to oppress that man because that's nobody. Nah, you don't oppress a man like that. Don't get it twisted. You do. I'm going to accept it.
But that's not oppressing him.
But you know, I mean.
Oppressing that being you. Stick to your guns. Because, like, every man don't go down, every chick don't suck. Some of them do it because they know. And I'll do that. I can keep that man. You gotta keep that. You gotta keep that man by sucking his dick, or you gotta keep that chick by sucking her pussy.
What, Black Reporter? You sound horrible. I'm tired of sitting up here talking about your phone, Black Reporter. What's up?
Shut off again.
He's there.
He just
can't hear.
I believe with Crush, too. I can't force nobody to do it. You're going to do it. You're not. I'm fine with that, too.
What I'm saying is that women, okay, call it whatever it is. Well, Crush, I hear what you're saying, and I understand, you know what, in a perfect world, then, you know, that's how it should be. Nobody should do anything for you and expect reciprocation in the end. You do it because you want to do it. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. That works. So what I'm trying to say is, okay, women had a very powerful weapon in the blowjob, whereas it was looked at as a treat. It was like something special, like a bonus. No, no pun intended, but it's like a dog treat. Okay? You know how you give a dog treat? It's something he looks forward to, so when he finally does get it, it's like, wow, you know, I got this treat. Excellent. But you don't give him that treat every damn day. Why? Because if you do, then that means that what's so special about it if you're getting it every day? You understand what I'm saying? Well, that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say, oh, don't do it for your man, oh, this and that. I'm not trying to say that. And, yeah, you should do it for your own gratification.
Uh-huh.
That I do agree. But what I'm saying is we need to exercise a little bit more self-restraint.
Say hi with Kelly.
Okay.
Wow.
That was my niece.
Whoever got their kids on the phone, please do take
exactly.
them on.
Exactly.
This is not the show. To have kids come on in the middle of a conversation. This is not the
show.
She took
the phone when I wasn't looking. I'm sorry. That's my niece.
She's like, hello. I thought I was letting Steve play it at first. So I'm like, please, Steve. Doing little Debbie. And she's like, hello. Oh, man, that's scary for me. Now y'all trying to get me deleted.
Yes, it was. I'm like, don't get so fancy radio shit.
Well, I just lost my whole thought right there. I'm dropping the mic.
I agree with that. I understand what you're saying, Brick.
Yeah.
But I also think that's a different generation. You feel me? Some stuff.
And that's exactly why things are the way they are now, Crush. That's why men have no respect for women. That's why they do whatever they want to do and say whatever they want to say and lie and deceive.
I agree with you to that point right there. That's why men have no respect for women, because we give blowjobs. Please, Bert. Please.
No. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that we just let everything, we stopped being, given the right to be treated specially. Why? Because we're sitting there. Listen, your mother always told you, okay, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free, right?
That's
the same situation.
But that's sex, period. You get what I'm saying? If that's the case, don't give him sex at all. That's what you're saying. You get what I'm saying?
Well, hell not. There you go.
I have to do with it if I'm giving him, if I'm sucking his dick or not. Like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? That's not going to change if I give him oral sex or not. Because at the end of the day, if I don't provide it, somebody else will. And then we had to learn that the hard way. If she's
well,
not
you know what?
If
you provide it and he's ready to go, he's still going to get it elsewhere. At least you leave with your dignity and self-respect intact.
Don't give him that. Don't give him the opportunity. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make the bed so he can lie in it. He can do it. You feel me? If I'm gonna do everything that I can to make sure that my man is happy, if he chooses to leave, then he chooses to leave. But it will not be on the fact that my woman is not pleasing me, or my woman don't do this.
It don't matter. It's gonna be on his fact, and he can make it up. It could be the fact that, hell, you burnt the toast every morning. It could be on the fact that, hell, you know, you snore. Or it could be on the fact that, damn, one of your toes is longer than the other. He's going to leave no matter what. What I'm saying is at least leave with your dignity intact. You're saying that he'll say he'll... What you're saying is, okay, he'll leave for a lot of things, but it's not supposed to be for me not pleasuring him.
I just told you Black Reporter. Good grief. Just got hot for me on Black Reporter. Good grief. Speaking of Black Reporter, his song's like Monkey Balls. Anyway. I really did have a point. I don't know where it was at now. Did he come back yet? No, he didn't come back yet. He come in. He keeps going in and out, in and out, in and out.
Well, see, the thing with your man and thinking that that's going to hold him, no matter what you do, a dog is a dog.
Mm.
Whether you pleasure him sexually,
mm-hmm.
physically. physically, mentally, financially, if he wants to be a dog and cheat on you and do whatever the hell he want to do, he's going to do that. So the end of the day is you got to do what makes you happy, what you're comfortable with, whether it's kissing, sucking, fucking, licking, sticking, whatever. You got to be comfortable with it.
Sure,
and
sure.
You got to make you happy and try to make him happy as the best, but you can't look at what he's going to do.
My uncle,
because the man is going to do that way.
Also, this, I think what where we forget in that is a lot of women have grown into their own. You know, and we grown in, and we're basically blossoming earlier, at an earlier age. You know, you got kids out here that's 14 and 15 and 16 that's forced to grow up because now they're mothers. You know what I mean? And that's becoming the norm, so to speak. You know, and I think that now that I know for me personally, it's like I had to grow into my own, and everybody have what Lady C said, everybody have their own techniques and doing what they're doing. And everybody, I know a single lady, she has her own game plan about what she's gonna do when old boy comes through that door. I don't know about y'all, but I got a book. You know, I know I do what I do, and I know he's gonna return after I do what I do. But at the end of the day, I do what I do because I know at the end he's gonna do his best to give me the same pleasure that I gave him. It's gonna be reciprocal. You know what I mean? Even if he don't give me the 110% I put in, it's still gonna be enough for me to get where I need to get, and for him to get what he needs to get. And I think now in this generation, that's why I said it depends on your generation and when you've grown up. Because, back in the day, it was just like that, Rick. I understand what you're saying. It was like that. But you got to remember now, women don't need to trick nobody. You get what I'm saying? This is just my opinion now. My thing is, I don't need to trick nobody to get what I want from this man. You know what I mean? I'm an adult. He's an adult. If I want something from him, he's going to give it to me. If he wants something from me, I can give it to him. If he doesn't give it to me, then it wasn't meant for me to have it. You get what I'm saying? Because I could get it on my own. And I think that's where it is. I don't have to trick you now. Because right there, when you were sitting up there, you're saying you hold it out and you're doing this and you're doing that, I don't have to do that. And, you know, girls do that too. Girls do that. But I feel like I don't have to do that. If I feel like I want to get pleasure and I want to give him pleasure, then I'm going to go ahead and give him pleasure. I don't have to have a trump card in my back pocket for him to do for me because I do it for myself. You know what I mean? Before him, there was me. And we talked about this earlier. Before him, there was me. After him, there'll still be me. So I think that's what it all boils down to. A lot of women starting to realize they can do it themselves. Like, I don't need him to change my light bulb. We talked about this last week. I don't need him to change my light bulb. I can do that myself. I don't need him to go fix my car because I can do that myself. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, if he wants to do it, then so be it. Let him do it. If he wants to feel needed, damn it, you be a mentor to one of these sorry-ass kids out here selling crack on the streets. You know what I'm saying? If you don't feel needed enough. That's my whole outtake on it. And Black Reporter still has not returned, and he sucked monkey balls once again. Just want to say that. But we're recording.
Hello.
Yeah, we still here. How you doing?
No, I went to get Black Reporter. Black Reporter.
Oh, we can
I
call
went to
Black
get
Reporter.
Him.
We can call Black Reporter. That's not a problem. But his phone just.
I fucked. Just did. Black Reporter. Oh, you know, he's just a mess.
That's what you said.
Hello, he said hello.
Right, you can talk to him. All right, let's call him from our phone. Let's call him live online. We're calling Black Reporter. We're gonna hear his voicemail.
Okay.
Leave a voicemail on the app. Let's see what happens now. Dial.
I don't know what's up with his phone.
Dialing. His phone is dialing.
It's signal.
No, but I heard him loud and clear. When I called him from outside, he was loud and clear.
Right.
Black Reporter. Did he not hang up? I mean, did he hang up on me? Don't get beat up, Black Reporter. Oh, call failed with no answer. Let's try again. Well, Black Reporter hanging up on me. instance, dialing.
That's not a good thing.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. 519-1.
No, that's his voicemail.
Ask the machine.
Hang up the phone, Black Reporter. All right, Black Reporter, if you're on, hang up the phone.
Hang up the phone, Black Reporter. Like,
let me just disconnect him. Hold on.
Mm-mm.
Okay, he's off my line.
Sure, let's try it once again. I gotta hit the button real quick. Like, oh, no, his phone number. I gotta get his phone number on this show. Man, Crush, did you just call my number? Nobody told me to put on. You know what number we dialed.
Okay.
Hi, Black Reporter.
All right,
you got
better.
Much better.
Right, I had to call you for this to happen. That's crazy.
This is wild.
This is wild.
Now,
call you. We can hear you now. So, Black Reporter, we done talked about 50 million things, boo. You missed out half of the show. You really did miss half of the show.
Exactly.
What did you hear? Because you've been cutting in and out. So what did you hear, Black Reporter? Do you like the case, Black Reporter?
Yeah, there you go.
You just got reception, Black Reporter. That phone is not catching reception. We can't understand nothing you're saying right now. Yeah, that didn't help us neither. All I heard was,
put your left leg in the air.
Lean to the right.
Lean over to the right.
Go stand next to the microwave. he really can't hear you, Black Reporter. If you're talking right now, we don't hear nothing. He's just talking at you.
Black Reporter likes to kiss. I can answer that. He likes to kiss.
Get some aluminum foil. Black Reporter, get some aluminum foil and stick it in the hole. Go get you a wire hanger. I know y'all still got that out there. Go get you a wire hanger. Black Reporter, get you a wire hanger. Wrap your phone up in it. And hang your phone
That's
outside.
An antenna. He got
crazy.
Poor reception.
Mm-hmm. He sure do. He really do. Okay, so this guy that's naked on Facebook, he's hitting me up. excuse me.
Maybe right. He wants you to kiss him, Crush.
No, that's right. No, that's right. I don't put my lips on it. Mm-mm.
I have a, you know, they used to be the kissing booth. How did they do the kissing booth?
Yeah,
remember they used to make money with the
kiss,
kissing
right?
booth?
You pay somebody
what kind
a
of kiss? What? A peck.
Got a peck on the cheek. I'm going to give you a pound. I'm going to have the pound booth. You're going to knock it out. I'm going to have a pound booth. Well, give me a dollar and I give you a pound and a hug. Yeah, whatever, nigga. Yeah, all right. That's all. We're going to do it. Black Reporter, you
make
him eat
a peach.
I heard that.
I have a phone fantasy. Yeah, now you're talking about we're going to have the phone fantasy meet and greet, and all the dudes are going to have to eat peaches, and we're going to be judges. We're going to be
we're
judges.
We're going to let Brick be the judge for us. He's going to tell us you can kiss him.
Right. The ladies got bananas, and the dudes got peaches.
Wow, that would be like an excellent like activity to do.
Yeah.
At a party.
I know that's right. I'm thinking about it now. I'm like, I'm gonna get all. I was thinking about
a peach
it.
Peach and banana eating contest.
There's a peach eating contest, and we're going to watch you eat and see
who
eats the meat.
Who eats it the sexiest?
No, you know what's good? Mangoes.
Oh yeah, when it's yeah, because you can split it right down the middle and well,
right.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Split it down the middle and just
I can't have a PG rated show because y'all are wrong.
See who gets to the core of fastest.
Rated show, y'all just raunchy. Somebody told me y'all always talking about sex. As a matter of fact, you know who said that to me last night? MC Shan. MC Shan. The real MC Shan. Molly Mar
and MC Shan.
We friends on Facebook and, you know, all our little radio shows. I mean, a little, you know, internet stuff and stuff like that. I went to his show. He didn't went to my show. So I was talking to him yesterday. He even asked me for $25 for the contest. Oh, by the way, I need to go sign up for that. Just go to fullfaithradio.com and click on the little blue button and enter to win $25 a month.
You trying to enter the contest? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Right. So we was talking on our Facebook. Oh, he probably deleted it. I can't find it right now. I think he deleted it. Anyway, I was talking to him.
Tried to enter the contest?
Well, he tried to. He went and liked one of my pages. Like, oh, no,
he got $25?
He do. I'm just bullshitting.
This is MC Shan.
Yeah, he got to.
We got to have a fundraiser.
Okay. So.
He don't have $25?
Okay, so the guy said, the guy said he was going to listen to our show online. Shout out to Russ Owen out of London in the UK, who's probably listening in right now. So he was like, is it online? And I was like, yeah. He told Russ, be ready to rock out with your cock out. It's a sex show. That's what he said about our show. I'm like, what, MC Shan?
Like, it's not always a sex show.
Wait a minute.
No, it's not. I said, well, at least not all the time.
Hey, that's $25.
He said, you still have $25. He sent my contest. I mean, you know, he was showing support. No, that's what people do. They enter contests.
They were showing love for the show.
Right, that's what he was doing.
He was showing love, Brick. He didn't want to put the problem. He probably was telling her to
out. So, yeah,
I'll
shout out
to him.
He done,
I got a heavy heart. My God, he don't have $25? Thank you for clearing that up. I was really upset. MC Shan, the Booper Bridge. MC Shan. If you listen to shout out to MC Shan, I love him.
Groove. We got to get him on Crush Groove one of these days.
Yo, he put Pumas on the map.
Right. He got t-shirts and stuff like that out now, too. So, you know, whenever I get that link, I'll let y'all know about it.
Let me know.
He was doing, we got him on Crush Groove with School Battle. Black Reporter, you still with us?
Yeah.
No good. All right,
I'm
going to
stop.
You know, that ain't even right.
Okay, Black Reporter, do you like to kiss? Yes, Black Reporter likes to kiss.
Demi, yelling, yeah, see, I'd like to kiss you if I can.
Oh, God, wrong. Y'all wrong.
Too late. He's done that already. He's a good kisser, too.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Exclusive. He hung up for that one. Like, oh, no. I'm going to have to download this and play it on his voicemail. Listen to the show from last night, last night. They acted up last night. Ooh, they acted up. Black Reporter can't get on the call, and we just messing with him. I know he's tight right now. Ooh.
I can't get a good signal. I want to say something.
He wants to get in so bad. Yes. Oh, man. Anyway, folks, you're tuned into the Adult Zone with LaCrush. And Lady C.
Oh,
and
Fantasy Radio.
And John and Black Reporter made it out.
And Black Reporter.
Right now, it's the top of the hour. We're talking
and
about the Art of Everything.
The time is exactly 10 o'clock at the sound of the beat. This is Black Reporter coming in with the crush.
I'm being black reporter. I'm doing a solid.
And we are discussing the art of kissing. And back in 1962, Crush. You know Crush, at the beginning of the civil rights era, I kissed a white man in drag. You are listening to Cold Fantasy Radio, the Adult Zone, with Crush. And we have
one and only black reporter,
Lady C, on the line. I love you, Lady C. And we have Mr. Bloodchild. And we have Pastor Brick.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's ask somebody.
And we have what's her? Lady Exquisite. Did I forget her?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
She's not on here no more.
Okay.
We got John.
You forgot to call it.
And we have John.
All right, call it number.
Call it number 805-830-8320.
8320. Call in and
call
give
in.
Us your comments.
How you doing?
Call
in. Hey, like, shut up, everyone. I didn't call
number.
Because he done forgot the number.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with that number again, Crush. You want to hit me with that number?
805. It's 805-830-8320. It's easy
today,
to remember, Black Reporter.
Yeah,
you know.
What she just said.
Oh, man.
Anyway. Crush.
You're kind of
Crush.
Quiet over there, Black. What's happening, dude? What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo, Lady C. Hey, Lady C.
What?
So you want to tell the news? You want to share the news, Lady C?
You want to tell Lady C or you want me to tell them? Lady C, I want you to tell them what you do, because, you know, a lot of people don't know what to do. I want you to tell them. You tell them, Lady C.
I can't right now.
Hey, Crush. I bet there's something you didn't know about Lady C. Tell her, Lady C. I'm going to let you tell him.
Let me stop. I love you, Black Reporter.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Black Reporter.
Black Reporter, man. We love Black Reporter. Really, my co-host for now.
No, Crush, let me tell you something, Crush. You know what you missed out? Oh, I forgot. I just wanted to interrupt.
John Stupid.
I'm gonna be nice.
I'm
gonna keep up, Black Reporter. I'm gonna get your ending at the end of the show. I got it locked down for you. I'm gonna do the rhyme at the end. I'm gonna bust it.
Out every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. I would also like to say that starting in March, we have two new shows coming to the Fold Fantasy Radio's family. So what's going to happen is this month is going to be our last month on this particular call-in number. We'll be changing our call-in number. We'll be changing our web link. So,
I'm going to get confused.
Right. So, if you haven't done it yet, you know, please
don't worry, Lady C. I got you.
or go to our website and subscribe to our website, FullFantasyRadio.com. Y'all ain't right, man. Y'all ain't right.
Let him know that we got him. Everybody used to hear Black Reporter.
Oh,
see, did he go hurt him?
Yeah, but his phone's all fucked up.
Oh. Dr. Porter, did you take out advice and go stand by the window? Go stand outside.
It's not working. We're going to have a fun
turn it off.
Black Reporter.
Try turning it off and turning it back on, Black Reporter. Try turning it off and turning it back on.
Put it in the charger. We're trying to get Black Reporter a good phone, a new phone,
exactly.
An up-to-date phone.
Right, I need
a telethon.
Right, we need to get Black Reporter a phone and a computer.
Do a radiothon.
I need to the Black Reporter fund. We're gonna have
exactly.
A fund on Facebook. We're gonna put the chip in so people can
upgrade
donate.
Black Reporter.
You can donate $1. $2, $5, whatever you can donate will be greatly appreciated because this will be going towards Black Reporter getting a new phone. And
to be
even
able
if you
to
donate
all
phone, hit
the
us up in the inbox, right. Even if you can give him a brand new phone, hit us up on phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You know, that
he needs an AT&T phone.
Right now,
he's using
AT&T.
Well,
we don't need to give him that then if that's the way it's
going. T-Mobile. Did I hear John say he's
going to
donate a T-Mobile phone?
Get
a T-Mobile
and a
phone.
He said get
and pay the bill?
He said a G-Mobile. What the hell?
T-Mobile, baby.
So he said G.
What the hell's wrong with your phone, Black Reporter?
No.
You gotta quit jerking off and trying to use the phone, man. It's short circuiting the.
Look, there you go. There you go, John. You see how you just said, there you go. But he is right, Black Reporter. You need to put that down. No more phone boning for you.
John, do you like to kiss, John?
Oh, yeah, honey. Oh, yeah.
Are you a. You
gotta be passionate, man. You gotta put some love into it.
And how you do that?
Enjoy it.
Exactly.
You use your tongue?
Oh yes. But you gotta take it slow. I mean, it's like a good meal. You want to enjoy it.
A good meal. Swap it up. Swap you up with a biscuit, girl.
Come on, Black Reporter, what's going on? You short-circuiting your line out? You got to make sure your hands are dry, though.
You got to make sure your hands are dry, Black Reporter. We've been giving you tips, Black Reporter. We still can't hear you, man. It's messed up. We was talking about the art of kissing, folks. This is supposed to be a nice, sexy, mellow show. But we've been laughing so hard, my side hurt right now. Trying to calm down. We had Pastor filling in for Black Reporter, as Black Reporter. And we're trying to get Black Reporter on air because this was a topic for him. I don't know, Black Reporter. I don't know how you got a new phone. I like your old phone better.
Yeah, it came in better.
Yeah, his old phone came in better. This right here is not working, man.
Yeah, maybe something's going on why it ain't coming in.
Yeah, John. So we were talking about the art of kissing. And one of the questions we have up here, guys, is do you think the enjoyment of oral pleasuring takes away from kissing?
How?
Do you think the fact that you like to give oral pleasure, Lady C, takes away from the act of kissing?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Black Reporter?
I'm here.
Okay.
Why he sound good on everybody else's line but the actual line itself? Hey, Black Reporter.
I don't know.
What?
Oh, there you go.
goes again, I'm here, and then we don't get him no more.
There we go again.
We always get, I'm here, and then we don't get him no more. Black reporter, say something. Are you next to a microwave or something?
No, I'm opening.
He said what? He got a wind chime. What?
He said, hold up.
Oh, he got wind chime. Like, what does that got to do with your phone? Wind chime. What does that got to do with your phone? Oh, man. So the question I just asked is, the fact that you enjoy performing oral sex take away from kissing, and I'm going to say yes.
Huh?
I'm going to say yes. For me, it's yes.
It does?
It does take away from kissing. For me, it does.
Why? Why?
Because I prefer to do one than the other. Who got all that static in their background? That's you, don't.
Amen, honey.
Be a black reporter.
Black reporter, hang up. We're not doing Morse code on you.
He might be doing more than we think he's doing.
No more phone boning for black reporter. All right, so what I was saying, I think it does take away from the actual act of kissing because I prefer to do one than the other. I really don't want to kiss you. I want to kiss all over you. There's a difference.
You can't do both?
I can, but then it's tiring because sometimes he don't know how to kiss, so I just like, okay, you've done your duty, now go down. Like, okay, you've done that. Okay, I get it. You're passionate. Now let's go down. Like, we head down. I want to kiss everywhere. I want to kiss your neck. You know, I don't want to just kiss your lips and tongue kiss you. I want to do all that. I want to look you in your eyes. Who kisses with their eyes open? I do.
I do. Sometimes.
I do. Kiss my eyes open. I look at you. Like, something's going to change. Like, why are you so close? Like, everybody looks like, why are you so close? Is that a pimple? What is that? Be thinking about everything else under the sun. OMG. What's up, 718? What's popping? 4027.
What's up?
How you doing, Chevy, baby?
I'm out.
Can't hear you, Chevy, baby.
I'm all right. How you doing?
We good. Welcome to
how's
the
everybody?
All right. Yeah, John was the only pleasant one to... I think everybody's doing good. We're trying to get Black Reporter on. His phone is messing up. We got Lady C with us. We got Pastor Brick with us. We got Blessed Child. And we also got a brand new caller coming from the 206. 206, what's your name? Where you calling from?
The biggest misconceptions
about her. 206-324. Okay, no problem. I'm not going to force you to say something, but welcome to the Dog Zone. Was the crush in a no-show black woman? We are talking about the art of kissing. Chevy, you like to kiss, Chevy?
Yeah, I do, actually. I prefer...
Oh.
Kissing than sex sometimes.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like
are you that good of a kisser?
Huh?
You that good of a kisser?
I don't know. I never kissed myself.
Well, do you have any complaints? Have you had any complaints?
I mean, I got a lot of compliments about my kissing.
Oh, okay.
Even like, I like kissing even like during sex also. Like, there was a situation like last year where I was not really fucking like that because choice who I fuck, I mean, the females who I have sex with, whatever, they was not kissing, whatever, and such. So it's just like, what's the purpose?
Now, oh, that's okay. A good thing. I like to kiss during sex. That's good.
Yeah.
Right. Can, you know, times when he's in that position and he strokes me just like, you know, he just got bent down and you just got to nudge on that bottom lip again. Nudging on that bottom lip again.
Do you like nudging on that bottom lip?
I don't. I tell you, if you don't like nudging, if you don't like me nibbling, don't attempt to kiss me because that's what's going to happen. Can't help it. It comes with the same thing with sucking on nipples. So I'm nibbling. If you don't like that, I'm going to start nibbling. And what's up with that? People that like to have their nipples twisted and all that other stuff, well, that's too much work, sir. I'm not thinking about your nipples, damn it. Grab my nipples, grab my nipples. Grab my nipples, grab my nipples. Harder, grab them harder. What?
Hey, there are men that like their nipples played with.
Yeah, they are. You do.
Really?
And that really gets them, you know, like sometimes they go down. You grab and you play with the nipples, but sometimes I'm not focused on your nipples. I don't want my hand on your nipples, so my hand's got to be in your mouth. Like, that's the thing for me. I don't know, man. Somebody sucked on my finger one time, Lady C, and that was it. I was done. I'm like, yes. And it's been my thing ever since. I just shoved my finger in. You want to kiss my finger. That's been my thing ever since. I don't know, man. I don't know why. It's just been that way. It's just, that's sexy to me. Like, you want to impress me? Put my finger in stroke. You know, like.
Well, I never thought about that because I like sucking on the guy's finger. I never thought about that. Okay, I'm going to try that.
I don't want to suck on his finger. I don't want you to put your finger in my mouth.
I will suck on
his finger.
Fighting. I like
I
that.
I bite it. I tell you, I'm a biter, man.
Yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's too much.
Silence.
Lost our people. Everybody don't want to join this conversation because it's not about the art of kissing right now. Y'all suck.
It's about kissing. It starts the chain reaction. Because you give a big kiss, anything else may happen. Clothes will fall off. You start.
I know,
kiss.
Right? I don't know about y'all. You know. Give a big kiss, my mind starts wandering, and
yeah,
get that fuzzy feeling in the pit of my stomach, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, your panties get wet. Like,
I want your panties.
Let's do. I'm ready to do it anywhere. Let's do it in the phone booth. Like, what? And I said that too. I went on this date too, and I swear to God, I was like, let's go in the phone booth. He looked at me. Like really crush. Like, yeah, let's go in the phone booth. So, in New York City, you know, you have them half phone booths, like the top up.
Yeah.
At the bottom.
Right.
So, I'm going to be real raunchy right now, and I'm going to say it was no purpose of him being in that phone booth, because you still see my hand. He's dead in Midtown.
It was just an illusion.
It was just an illusion. It's just the thought of you being squeezed inside the food phone booth. Still see my head and what I was doing. So
there's no such thing as
moving up and down
anymore. Oh wow! They have a technical difficulties. Okay. They have technical difficulties on Blog Talk Radio, so please be aware of that ahead of time in case we get disconnected or she'll have to end early. I just got a message on that. So, but we're doing good right now. We're talking about the art of kissing.
Yeah.
Again, if you would like to speak with us, just, excuse me.
Tell
call
us, do you like to kiss?
Huh?
I said they should tell us if they like to kiss.
Right. Tell us if you like to kiss. Tell us if you like to do other things. Tell us if you like to kiss other places. 805-830-8320. Press the number 1, and I know you want to be on air, and I'll let you on air.
Do you like to toss salads? Is that considered a kiss?
Ooh, is it? I don't know.
When they toss salad, is that considered a kiss?
I don't know.
Oh, yes.
John says yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what you think, Brick?
We're so long, Calvary.
Brick is there in spirit. You bear in spirit.
I'm not able to see it, but I can smell it.
Oh.
John, behave yourself. So, on all these little love shows that these people be kissing from one person to another, how do you think that can they really determine their relationship by kissing a person? And they, I mean, if it's 50 people in the house, they want to kiss all the people before they get rid of them. You know? Flav was kissing everybody. Everybody looking for love, kissing everybody.
Mm-mm. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Sorry. But, you know, I don't think it's determined, but it makes for a good show. Like we said, it is the start of everything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's what, you know, once you start kissing, like, that's all they can really show them. If you notice more by kissing, somebody's always grabbing the hand and leading them to somewhere else, you know?
Rubbing and massaging and
right,
all
the can't go that far. Right. So to keep it safe, that's how they, you know, that's foreplay for them. They show as far as kissing and, you know, they don't even grope. Like, do you notice that? They don't even.
Yeah.
Like that on the show. They really do just show kissing, and next thing you know, somebody disappears into a back room with a camera guard on.
Right.
You know, so I think that's what that's about.
And they come back like, oh, that was a good kiss. Like, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's so low in calories, too.
Let's see if we can get Black Reporter on. I think he done gave up now. And just
Hello?
Said. And
Hello?
Just said. He said. And just said he wasn't going to do the show anymore.
No,
Black
he had
Reporter.
Called. He was trying. I don't know if it's going to work. It's not you, John. Stop it.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we tried. There was no answer. Okay. So I guess it's just you and me, Lady C. Chev, you still here?
Oh, ain't that sweet?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here.
Chev, what about the question Lady C just asked? Is tossing salad considered kissing?
Kissing somebody's ass, yeah. I don't know. A lot of people don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I want
to consider that kissing. That's like foreplay.
That's foreplay, man.
That's
so damn good.
Chevy, do you kiss every woman that you date?
I try to. She wants to kiss sex, she better kiss me.
Oh, okay.
If she want whack sex, don't give her some whack sex, and she's not going to get kissed. But I try to, though.
Okay, so a kiss depends on the level of how much your sex will be or how good it turns you on?
Yeah, it turns me on. And shit. I can kiss a one-night stand and have no problem with it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know a lot of people think kissing is so reserved for that special one, but not me. Shit. I kiss a one-night stand, no problem.
But, I mean, there's still a different level of how you would kiss them, right?
Mm-mm. I
or
kiss them all,
kiss them all the
same. Yeah, all
oh,
the same.
Okay.
That's the matter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think, okay, to me, kissing is an intimate thing when it gets really, I understand kissing everybody, but there's different levels of kissing to me.
Yeah.
There's a,
yeah.
a real intimate kiss. John, stop it.
Thank
All
you.
Right, y'all talking. Go ahead.
A kiss is an intimate thing for that. It's good to kiss somebody because, yes, it does make the sex better. But I think it's different levels. I mean, some
yeah,
people.
It really is.
You know.
It really is different levels.
And I can understand if they kiss wet because some people peck. I went with one guy. All he wanted to do was peck. He didn't believe in kissing. He would just give you a peck. I'm like, what's that? That's not a kiss.
Yeah, that's not cool. Well, that's probably what he liked, whatever, but I'd rather just really go in romantic. Well, not romantic, but very French kiss.
Erotic?
Yeah, erotic, that's the word. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Sure, no.
Penis.
No, I'm sorry.
Started
singing the penis song. I don't know. I'm like, do they even have a penis song?
Kissy. You know, they might.
Your question, kiss
they
one.
They should have made one. What'd you say, Chevy?
No, I was wondering, does Christ kiss one night stands?
Do I kiss one night stands? I have if they ask for it. I don't say no.
They have to ask for it, Crush?
Yeah, pretty much. Other than that, beating down, fool, beating down. Other than that, I'm just good. Y'all think I'm playing. I'm so serious, though.
No,
I guess that's
serious.
Why I'm single now. Like, I don't have time for the BS. Even with cuddling. Like, I kiss everywhere else. I don't know why I don't like kissing. I don't know. I don't like kissing. Kiss everywhere else. I kiss your neck. I kiss your chin. I kiss everywhere else. I kiss around. around the mouth. I kiss you on your nose. Kiss you on your forehead. Kiss you on your cheek. Kiss you on your chin. Just don't want to kiss you on your mouth. I don't know. So that's just the way things roll around here in camp. Crush 'em.
Okay.
All right, okay. All right, folks. So I want to remind everybody that I'm going to be on air. I don't know if I'm going to be with Black Reporter or not. This Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for Crush Blues, the Boom Boom Room. That's the night. I mean, that's Thursday night theme. It's the Boom Boom Room. And the question we are asking for whoever has gotten caught in the act, wink, wink. They call up and share your stories. Once again, I call the numbers 805-830-8320.
Do you think people are going to call and tell that?
Well, you know, some people will. You will,
tell
right?
Everything
you will, right? Look, you will, right?
I'm trying to think if I ever get caught.
Do you ever get caught? Did you ever catch somebody? You know, it don't have to be about you getting caught. Have you ever caught somebody? Whether it's been, you know, in the act. It could be you pleasuring yourself or you caught somebody else pleasuring themselves or you caught your boyfriend with your girlfriend. I mean, you know, it's just caught in the act. Whatever that act is.
Yeah, okay.
You know, get caught up. So, you know, just call in and tune in. I'm going to have the best in R&B and classic soul, because I got some classic soul on play on that day. So, you know, we're going
right.
to put the mood, you know, have a little conversation. I might even have a bottle of Moscato. I might even get on cam. I don't know. I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
Oh.
Today is only Tuesday, though. I know more on Thursday. let me say that. I know more on Thursday.
Have a nice
shout
day.
Out to Russ in London, who's checking us out right now. I don't know what time it is on Monday, but shout out
Hi.
To in London. I appreciate you showing your support to Phone Face Radio and myself, Crush Rules. If you have Skype, you know, you can hit me up on Skype at lacrush.hearts, and we can make you join into the conversation. Just let me know. What else will I let you see? We talked about kissing. Once again, everybody, this was not my show topic. This was actually Black Reporter's show topic. So if it feels like I'm winging it, because that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm winging it. I don't know what he really wanted to discuss about the art of kissing, you know, because he didn't put his 2 cents in, so unfortunately.
Well, it was a dime. I think I wanted to say how a lot of people don't follow, now it's not common to kiss, you know. They'll have oral sex before they'll kiss a lot of people.
Okay, Russ said he's an idiot. For the last hour and a half, he's been listening to the wrong show. Wow. Wow.
Oh, well, you missed a lot.
Right, you missed a lot, Russ. You missed a lot. Once
you
again,
need to
Russ,
go to the
I
archives.
Encourage you to do such. Make a blogtalkradio.com account. It's free. And you can always follow my show. Or you can also visit me on Facebook and Twitter. I always post up the link to my show, so you can do that as well. So we're talking about the art of kissing, and we're talking about everything else in between that we could get in there and talk about. This is an adult-based show. This is the adult zone, first of all. You know, we're just having a mature, fun conversation, having a good time. Once again, we are down to the last half an hour. My co-host is not here, so I got Lady C holding me down. I got Chevy Baby holding me down. I got Brick holding me down. I got John, who I had to mute. His phone was loud. But we still love you, John. And we also got the two hold us down. Huh?
I have another question. Do you kiss after oral sex?
For me, yep. I'll kiss you then. I'll kiss you then. Even if you go down on me, I'll kiss you then. I don't know. I like the taste of hot. I like the taste. I'll kiss you then. I give you one of these kisses too. Like,
John. Stop it.
Right, John. Why every time I unmute you, you got these weird sound effects? What's going on, John?
Jeremy, do you kiss after oral sex?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way I taste. You don't like the way you taste. That's your
fault. I do, too, so I just ask because some people say, no, I don't do it after that. Well, why not?
Yeah,
they go, you always get that, but I do it.
Don't do it now. Why are you? You've been in my mouth. Why can't I get back in your mouth, okay?
What's up? What's up, 337? 364, how you doing?
It's me.
Welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Adult Zone. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's me.
Oh, it's me. I thought that was John.
Huh?
Don't blame me for everything. I know, right, John? I'm sorry. You finally found you another number to call us on?
Well, I had to find a landline.
Oh, yay! Here you come at the end of the show. What's up, Black Reporter? The real
Black Reporter. Since y'all went so far astray from the original plan for the show and everything.
Well, pull us back in.
Right. What was your purpose of this topic? Once again, I was letting everybody know that this topic was your idea. You know, you had came up with this topic, so you was really supposed to hold it down. And I've been winging it ever since with Lady C Wing helping me and stuff like that. So, what was the like? What's the basis of this topic, the art of kissing? What is it that you was trying to?
It seemed like as we moved from the 70s. Through the 80s, through the 90s, less and less emphasis
that's just
was placed
you.
On.
Go ahead, what? Less and less what?
who was the one who said that's just me?
I didn't
just
think
go ahead.
That.
Go ahead, Black Reporter. Go ahead. We love you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, listen
I
to the archives.
I remember, yeah, of course.
The archive, who it is. At the top of the hour, who it is. I'm gonna play it for you.
There are archives, and
right.
There's always the idea of getting even. Anyway, why is there less of the emphasis on kissing these days?
Why is it less? It's not
Well, I just found out. Everybody on the show tonight has been involved, and they actually love kissing. So this panel has agreed that kissing is important, and they still like it. But I understand what you're saying. But this panel, everybody on the show tonight love kissing in all forms, before, after, during, sex, and everything.
But why don't you repeat what you told me earlier? What you told me, what your thought was on behind it and everything.
A lot of people took kissing, it's intimate at intimacy, and they stopped kissing because they didn't want to be intimate with a person.
Exactly.
But this panel tonight, you didn't hear, everybody here is kissers and enjoy it.
Okay.
Except for Blessed Child, he wasn't into it that much, but everybody else, I mean, what's her name? Exclusive, Brick, John, Crush Me, Chef, we all into the kissing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Pastor Brick has a technique to what they got to do before they can kiss. Feel like kissing. Eat a peach.
I can buy a bag with Pastor Brick.
You know, but it has been, we pretty much came to the conclusion that some people do like it, although it is a lost technique, because a lot of people say, I'm not going to kiss. Because Chevy even made the statement that some people say they wouldn't kiss a one-night stand, but kissing is a part of what you want to do, you know?
Yeah.
If you want, it makes you more erotic. Kissing is erotic, can be erotic. But then you can make it intimate with the right person.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, all right. Well, we're trying to figure out the art of kissing on the adult zone with a Black Reporter on a landline.
Oh, Crush.
We've been picking on you all evening, Black Reporter. Yay! Right, we've been picking on you all evening, Black Reporter. I'm really going to let you hit the archives, man. We've been picking on you all evening. Shout out to Russ once again in London, Homeless Down. I know you tuned in. Thank you for checking us out. Once again, y'all can hit the Facebook page, facebook.com/heartsradio. If you haven't done it, if you have a Facebook account, by all means, please do so, like our page, because we're going to have some major changes coming in less than a month. We have major changes coming. We're going to have a new calling number. We're going to have a new link. We're going to have all that stuff. So if you want to keep with the updates, join us on Facebook, Hearts Radio. We also got /BLK Reporter. We also got /SuperFluffyFlirt. We also got Sister Speak. SISTAH, which is a brand new show coming to Mondays on Fall Fantasy Radio. And we also got /Wellness versus Illness, which is another brand new show coming this Wednesday. Yes, we're going to be on 4 nights a week now, folks, Monday to Thursday. So you want to keep up to date with Fall Fantasy Radio because we getting growner.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, you forgot the Friday night.
Right. So this Friday, we have what we call the locker room, which is going to be the man section. The men will be able to hold down Fall Fantasy Radio special edition Crush Grooves this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. The host will be Black Reporter if he ever gets phone sick. They'll be talking about dum-dums. We're going to be talking about bing-bat bras. You know, this is a show that Rick may want to...
Bing-bat men versus... Bing-bat men versus bing-bat blondes.
Right.
You know?
So, bras, not blondes. Because there's a lot of non-blonde dingbacks out there. The show, this is what we were talking about earlier, briefly, Brick and stuff like that, like she brought this up a little bit, so to speak, so you may want to tune in to that show right here on Fall Fantasy Radio, Crush Groove, actually. So I also want to tell everybody that we are going to change our name a little bit. We're still Fall Fantasy Radio, but we're going to change. We're going to give ourselves some call letters. They may not be official to some people, but they're going to be official to us. And I struggled on it for a minute, you know, because I wanted to make sure that I was official before I put it out there. And we're now going to be referred to as WRPF Radio. Got that, Black Reporter?
WRPF?
WRPF Radio.
Okay.
WRPF.
Radio. I think it's a radio party. That's the radio.
Radio.
Right.
WRPF Radio.
Exactly. You're listening to WRPF Radio. Which only stands for We Are Full Fantasy Radio. So simple, but yet effective, isn't it? So simple, but
why not WAPF?
WAPF. And first of all, it's not a T, it's a P.
And actually, I used to work for a radio station that whose call letters were WRKF.
WRKF.
So
this is
WRPF.
Yeah, we are Kiki Radio. We're not Kiki Fantasy Radio. We're not.
WRPF Radio with La Crush Heart. Yay!
And Black Reporter.
And even Black Reporter.
Hey.
I was going to copy that, but I can't copy that because you didn't say it was Black Reporter. But you know how Black Reporter is so sensitive about his name being Richard.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Black Reporter, okay. You are BF with La Crush Heart and Black Reporter. Yay!
Thank you, lady.
You know he's so sensitive about his name. It took me a year to get his name on the intro.
BLK Reporter. Yay! Hey, Black Reporter, it's Black History Month, BLACK.
Yeah, I know it's Black History Month.
So, do you have any stories for Black History Month right now, Black Reporter?
Actually, I will have one Tuesday, Thursday.
You're not doing well. As Black Reporter, you should be ready. As Black Reporter, you're supposed to be ready. You don't have nothing off the top of your head? Nothing.
Nothing. This day in history.
The peanut man who did the peanut
butter. No, I don't.
Who made peanut butter famous? George Washington Carver.
George Washington Carver.
Thank you.
And where did he teach at?
Wow.
A school.
Huh?
I said Carver Washington Jr.
No.
I was close.
Really? Okay. Y'all want Black History? Where did he teach at?
I don't know. You tell us.
George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver taught at the same school that someone who made history went to. And it's very instrumental in the movie theaters right now.
Black Reporter, I'm going to mute you
yes,
if you
ma'am.
Don't go on and tell us. Quit messing with us.
George Washington Carver was a professor at Tuskegee Institute.
Thank you. That's all
wanna
you
guess
had
there.
To say.
Right.
Home of Tuskegee Airmen, who are being remembered in a movie that you need to go and see right now, called Red Tape.
We're not supporting that movie on here. I don't support that movie. I don't support that movie.
Why?
That could be a topic if you want. Because, first of all, how are you going to have a movie about Black history and not have Black women in it?
Right.
Nobody noticed
well,
that far.
Remember,
you know,
nobody
cares about that far. How are you going to forget about the black woman? Because whoever forgets about black history and they forget about the black woman, that don't seem like a black history
yeah.
movie to me.
Well,
yeah.
remember, this is the 1940s.
Right,
it
that's
matter.
Exactly. That's even
there
reason
still
more
black
reason
women
why
involved.
The black woman should have been there, because there was nobody else holding them down but the black woman.
Wherever they went,
they received racism. Wherever country they was in,
also,
there was some type of form of racism. And they wouldn't even give these people blood. Black women, once again, that was not in the forces, had to go and donate blood because they didn't want to give them their blood.
Remember.
So, you know, at the end of
the
day.
The movie The Help, where were the black men?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
Gotcha.
That's what movie I remember. That's what movie I remember. The Wiz.
The black man. Well, I'm not kidding.
He's on down. He's
Michael.
On down the road.
There was Michael. I started to say no black men, but I did it back. Michael.
Huh?
We could talk about radio.
I said no black men, but I did it back.
We should talk about what?
There's the movie Radio.
What's Cuba Gooding Jr.
I know why the cage bird sings.
Oh my goodness, that was my movie. I fell in
that
love with
a good
lady
movie.
After
yes.
After I seen that movie right there, I fell in love. Like, she was one of my favorite people in the world. I seen that in school.
That was a good movie. And I would like to find it. Anybody know where to find it at? Let us know. I would like to find that movie. I know why the cage bird sings. I got the book.
Right.
I want the movie.
Right. That was one of the first books, right? I read it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Mhm. That was a good movie.
So, Black Reporter, you missed
the
show. We missed you. We missed you. We missed you, Black Reporter. Somewhat.
I mean, y'all feel like you're having a good time without me.
Yeah, we were trying to hear spirit.
Yeah, your name is all through the show. I want you to understand.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
I told you
it was
you were a good kisser, Black Reporter.
I know. You were the one who called me.
I told him you were a good kisser. I told him just how good a kisser you were. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Pat yourself. You know. Okay, thank you.
Pat yourself. Well,
am I a good kisser, Black Reporter? You didn't say I kiss good. Do I kiss good? Black Reporter, huh?
Hello?
Am I a good
kisser? Black Reporter, did you just drop axing? Did you just throw shade, Black Reporter?
Apparently. Black Reporter.
You throw shade, Black Reporter?
Did I just what?
Is that silent supposed to mean something?
Answer.
Ooh, let me see. He's talking about mama.
I guess I got to step up my game and check with somebody else.
You need to call BJ.
Woo!
You need to call BJ.
Well, first of all, I would like to know who that was who's asking you other than Lady C. I know that Lady C asked me or told me, but who was the other lady?
That was me.
Me
Lady
who?
C said, am I a good kisser?
Yes, you are. But there was another lady who asked me.
Oh,
that.
Hell, I don't even know.
Nobody else asked you that, lady.
Nobody
else asked
you that. Black Reporter. It was my
feedback from somewhere.
Okay.
It might be, but it was just me, Black Reporter.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't
need your
condolence
line right now.
Black Reporter.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
What?
Now he did. Now he hear you clearly, right?
Yeah, now he hears me.
Now he hears you clearly.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to find somebody else to kiss on.
So, Black Reporter,
Don't have to go with your weakness, Lady C.
Don't have you what?
Don't have me go with your weakness now. Don't have me go with your weakness.
Whatever. Whatever, Black Reporter. I will find. I can kiss two ways. Nah.
I know you can. I know you can.
Y'all talking in cold now? Are y'all talking in cold now? What the hell? It's not like lover's calls, cold.
We've got
like
10 minutes left.
Y'all talking in right now.
We've got 10 minutes left on WPFR
radio.
You did it wrong, Michael.
Okay, on WRP. Okay, WRPF. Okay,
radio.
WRPF.
You guys say radio, Michael.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
WRPF radio with LaCrush Hart and Black Reporter and the game that's all into. Woo!
Okay.
What's Thursday?
Right.
Question.
What's Thursday?
Boom Boom Room.
The Boom Boom Room.
I had a feeling. Oh, y'all just pushed it up in there. That's what it was.
We what?
Boom, boom, boom.
Y'all just pushed it up 2 days. 2 days.
We just pushed it up 2 days. What are you talking about?
She thought it was going to be next Tuesday?
No. The Boom Boom Room is normally on Thursdays.
Right.
Hey, how's that coming? It's
y'all
Boom Boom Room.
Huh? Y'all just started early.
Okay.
That's all.
Black Reporter.
Yes.
Today
this is the adult zone.
I know today's the adult zone, but y'all didn't act like it.
Yes, we did. We are all adults. Boom, boom, boom.
This was an early version of the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Because I was really lost. Like, what? This is the early version of the Boom Boom Room? Hey.
It's the adult zone, Black.
It's the adult zone. We
adult.
Do this on the adult zone. Right.
Adult.
We used to have
a
the only thing.
Adult conversation. Nothing PG
right.
here.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, the Boomer Room was on the adult zone anyway. The Boomer Room was used to be called the Boomer Doom, Bedroom Booms and Dooms. That's basically what the Boomer Room is. I just renamed it. But remember we used to have Bedroom Booms and Dooms?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
So that's exactly what, that's the same thing. So, I mean, actually,
okay.
It's fine. You know, we was doing it here first.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, if y'all want to hear the archives of our shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. That's LaCrushHearts. blogtalkradio.com/LaCrushHearts. And you can hear on-demand episodes from the middle of 2010. Yes, folks, we've been on air since 2007, but our other page got deleted. We got 2010, June of 2010. We need to do the best of show, Black Reporter.
Yeah, we need to.
We need to do the best of on Fantasy Radio. And just click, you know, some of our best episodes. The only thing that I hate about that, Black Reporter, is having to listen to all our shows. You know, we just have to all our shows again. I mean, we can do it by numbers, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll work it out. So back in June 10th, 2010, so this show right here will be on demand for you to listen to live anytime you want on our show page. What else are we going to talk about? So we good. We have the Love and Tour, Love on Top Tour coming up for Valentine's Day with our good friend from the Sidebar, Mrs. PG, hostess of the Sidebar and co-host of Ladies Night on Crush Groove. She'll be, we'll be doing 6 hours of entertainment for you. So more information of that will be available next week. What else we got coming up, Black Reporter?
Oh, you doing that on Valentine's Day?
Yeah,
1 week from tonight.
Right, next Tuesday.
Oh, I may not come to the show.
Aww.
because I may be lucky and I won't have time to listen.
Well, if we don't hear you, then we know you got lucky.
The love of time, Chase. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
He'll be luckier. I'll be kissing.
Wow.
I'm going to make him eat a peach.
Good for you.
I know that's right. Okay, so Love on Top Valentine's Day Tour. Here is your first stop. We'll be discussing tonight's anti-love, cheating, the X Factor, and much more as the main course. Then we offer you a full hour of love songs to set the mood for makeup lovemaking. So once again, that's the Love on Top Tour. The first stop will be here to the adult room. And then you're going to head over to the sidebar for more information. I want to definitely give you, we're going to definitely hit you up with that. So once again, hit us on Facebook, on Twitter. We got a brand new Twitter page at Phone Fan Radio. So that's Phone Fan Radio and at LaCrush Hearts on Twitter. Dr. Porter don't have a Twitter page. He's not that important.
Not yet.
So, Black Reporter, what's this new phone you have that caused so much drama tonight?
It's supposedly an AT&T phone, but it doesn't. I think what it was is that the battery was weak, and I had to recharge it. And it's charging as we speak right now. So I'm going to just go ahead and let it charge throughout the night and see. Because earlier today when I spoke to you, Lacey, was it acting that bad?
No, it wasn't. It was clear.
Okay.
Okay, now your house phone doing it? Hello? Did we lose him on the house phone, too? Oh.
Who's got music going on?
Nobody got music. You hearing stuff? What kind of stuff is going on over there in L.A.? What the fuck?
I could have sworn I heard
Iberia.
Music. No, what? It's not.
What's going on in New Iberia over there?
It's not over here.
No, I'm saying, we don't hear no music, Black Reporter. You know that, right?
Okay. Well, anyway.
Right.
We've got 2.5 minutes left. Who else is here tonight?
We had Blessed Child call in. Shout out to Blessed Child. We had a Lady Exclusive out of Chi-Town. Shout out to Lady Exclusive for joining us. We had Chevy out of Brooklyn. Chevy Baby. Shout out to Chev. We had Pastor Brick out of Brooklyn. Ow. Shout out to Brick.
Ow.
AKA Black Reporter. She was our Black Reporter tonight. Also, out of London, London, UK, over the United Kingdom, we had Russ. Shout out to Russ, who for the last hour and a half was listening to the wrong show. But now he's on point. He's tuned into our show. He's listening. He's addicted to your show now. Love it so much, babe, and respect to everyone involved. That's what he just left me. Shout out to Russ. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Russ.
Right, we're on every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. My time. I don't know what time zone you're in, but my time is 9 p.m. Eastern. I don't know what time it's there right now. What else? We had John out of Columbus, Ohio. Hey, John.
What's up, hon? How you doing, Black Reporter? Get that phone fixed.
I got a landline, sir.
Yeah, man, you should have heard what they said. They said you made out with a guy in drag, man. That's bald, man.
Oh, the hell. That's such an old story. We'll move on with after that.
You gotta hear about that.
Yeah, it was crazy. Hey,
Crush, what's that new number gonna be?
That new number is going to be a 619 number, actually. But I'll give it.
Why don't you just have it instead of 619, just change it to 691.
No.
He's just like the idea of saying 69.
No.
Oh my God.
such a perv.
That's up to John would think of.
Hold on, folks. We're down to the last few seconds of the adult zone. Black Reporter, any shout-outs? Oh, thank you to everybody that tuned in and held us down. Shout-out to 206. They've been calling in and out, so shout-out to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in and holding us down.
I want to thank you, the folks in Seattle who I suggested the show to, and thank you for swinging by and seeing that I was on and everything, and my apologies for my phone problems and everything. I know they were trying to listen in to see what was what and everything, so I know they heard all y'all cutting up and didn't hear me and wondering, what in the hell did he give me this number for? So
I know that's right. We went in. All right, so Black Reporter, go ahead and do your outro.
What time there was has ceased to be, there is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow is here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't say everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we said. Not going on and tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we talk to you again on Thursday, you are in and we are outie. Have a
Man.
Good one, y'all.
Hey, go Giants.
Go Giants. All right. Go
Giants.
All right, everybody. Y'all enjoy the next 2 days, and we'll be back here again. All right, yeah, that's how we end up. The Art of Kissing. Cold fan radio style. Right, all the kissing cold
fan
radio style.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.